is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Here are some fantastic examples of why we can't. We'll start in lovely Kansas, the heartland of America, Wichita, Kansas, and 38-year-old Gordon Pierce, who found it necessary to steal a rare 800-pound Spanish-American Civil War cannon from a park in Wichita, Kansas.
What?
Yeah, he's not a history buff. He owed his drug dealer $20,000 and was scouting copper statues to steal around the area.
Mm.
But he spotted the cannon in the middle of all that and figured that'll do it. Got a nearby homeless person to help him rip it from the ground, used a chain, strapped it to a Chevy Tahoe to drag it away, and then cut it up into four or five pieces. Took that piece to his dealer to show he's working on the debt. See what I'm doing? To which even the dealer reportedly called the plan stupid. a friend turned Gordon in and was charged with a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. And kind of exemplifies being a loose cannon.
So Nigel the Kangaroo made quite a splash when he escaped in Granbury, but is he contagious? His buddy Irwin made a mad dash out of his enclosure in Durango, Colorado, then hightailed it to go someplace fun. That would be the local middle school. An official scooped him up. He got hauled off in a squad car. And this is the second time he's escaped from the zoo in 2 years. The local police department calling him their most unexpected repeat offender.
I kind of want a kangaroo.
I know. Can you imagine a kangaroo showing up at a middle school?
That'd be amazing.
In trouble,
that'd be the biggest day of their lives.
Ever.
Let us go to Plymouth, Minnesota, and a woman there, unnamed, and I would keep my name out of this too, is suing a local doctor because they mistakenly removed her kidney instead of her spleen. Oh, actually, here's the name. Wendy Rappaport has suffered complications from the surgery. Imagine that. Including kidney failure, respiratory failure, heart failure, and the like. The doctor plans to vigorously defend against the lawsuit. Good luck with that.
It was just one short week ago that KB found a snake slithering out of his bedroom. And you never know where they're going to wind up. Just ask Leanna Binkley. She was traveling with her son, Grady, when one popped out right from under the hood while she was driving to baseball practice. The snake was non-venomous, removed, and is now doing well on his merry way with whatever snakes do. So probably in a bedroom near you.
Yet again.
Trouble,
she set the car on fire?
You better run right.
I hope so.
I think they just went to baseball practice.
That's what you do. They just go to Australia, and a gentleman here that was arrested several times spent a couple of nights in jail for stealing a boat. At least Mark Smith stole the boat. Person reported, you know, somebody's stealing my boat.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And then emergency services there, their 911, wrote it all down, and the guy that called it in said, I know who it is. A guy named Mark Smith. Okay. MarkSmith. Put it in the police system. Unfortunately, the actual suspect in this is Mark with a C at the end.
Oh, no.
So into the equation, garden variety dude just living his Australian life, Mark Smith, who opens his door, and there's police. Saying, you're going to have to come with us. So what happened? Just come with us.
Stick him up.
Also has outstanding warrants and the like. So he was arrested. Spent the night in jail. To when the somebody that was actually paying attention says, I think we don't have the same person. Their fingerprints don't match. And he was let go. Until a week later, when officers showed up at his house again, completely different, second time, arrested him, and he spends another night in jail.
Poor Mark with a C.
Yes, the Australian magistrate says this is an epic failure.
Mm-hmm.
But no word on how they spelled failure.
Dum, 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 dum.
The scariest job in modern America, working the McDonald's drive-thru. all because of women like Tia Hatch, allegedly. You see, she seems to have gotten ticked off with slow service over at the Golden Arches. So she handled this in the best way possible, by starting a fight and then hitting one of the poor employees. She was later arrested, thank heaven, and later charged with assault as well.
That's a McDum-Dum.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
And then finally, as we are in the throes of graduation season, let us travel up there to the University of Buffalo. And their graduation ceremony last week. And this video, there's a good chance, over like 9 million views since it happened this past weekend. So a University of Buffalo graduate, Jean-Paul Arab, was about to walk across the stage, get his diploma. But his dad had always said, his dad said, "I'm so proud of you that when you walk across that stage, I want to walk across it with you."
Aww.
And the kiddo was fine with this, Jean-Paul. He was great with it. The university, not so much. They said, well, this is like a security issue and stuff. And if you do it, then everybody else is going to want to do it. We can't have this happen. Al didn't care. The minute his kiddo started to get up there to get his diploma, the minute his foot hit the stage, Al is full on sprinting to go join his son. Consequently, also holding his little toddler that also he has in his arms. Well, they walk across, raucous applause. And then school security and police officers, after they attempted to grab him but failed, were certainly waiting for him after they got off the stage.
Wow. Yeah. Pull it together.
Yeah. So he was briefly detained. Some people were booing the law enforcement. Oh, by the way, the kid, Jean-Paul. Congratulations on your bachelor's degree in criminology.
Dum, dum, yeah, dum, 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 dum,
that's living it right there.